7 minutes to 7. One of the great pleasures of work is having a go at your bosses behind their back, naturally. It's a pleasure, but it's not good for you. It can raise your blood pressure. But some British psychologists now say telling the boss what you think of them to their face would be very good for your health. It reduces your stress, they say. A good idea? Well, today's Tom Hagler canvassed some opinions.
I am a manager, I'm the editor-in-chief.
So you're the boss?
Yes.
You're the big man?
Yeah.
Are you good?
Not very big, not very good.
Not very good.
Not very big, not very good, but yes.
Okay, if the people underneath you wrote everything they thought about you, would you be worried or not worried?
You know, they are doing this every day, so I'm not worried at all. I like the truth.
No, if I hated my boss, I'd just move jobs. I wouldn't let it get me down. I'd get a life and stop moaning about it.
I'd say she was the best boss in the world. Approachable and lovely.
I've actually worked at places where they did an anonymous questionnaire, and some things actually changed. I don't know, on a Saturday night, very busy day of work, and the boss has a glass of wine, while the rest of the employees worked very hard as well. Giving them a little reward would be nice. So little things like that can come out of it. So yes, I think that's good.
So you trusted that and it stayed anonymous?
Yes, it did. Yeah, it did make people feel better.
What the psychologists are actually suggesting is that staff should be given questionnaires, which you can then fill out confidentially to let management know where they're going wrong. This will make the managers better and therefore reduce the stress they impose on you, their subordinates. Edmund Melina is president of Transidus Inc., a Canadian company specialising in helping other companies change the way they work in order to improve their business. Did he agree with the basic idea?
Not totally, because think about it. If your boss happens to be someone that doesn't take feedback very well, someone that has a tendency to retaliate, you might feel good for a few seconds by giving some feedback, but pretty quickly your stress is going to go back up because you are going to say, hey, what is he going to do with it? So from this standpoint, I don't really agree. It can help you if your boss is someone that is quite open, because your feedback is going to help your boss better lead, create a better environment. And in turn, this is going to remove some of the stress that you are experiencing.
The reason I'm slightly sceptical about all this is that what seems to happen is that there's a confusion between a power relation, which is the boss's control of me, the employee, and a social relation, which is let's talk about it, let's be good. You can't have a normal conversation when there is an overarching power relationship.
I agree with you. There is a problem here. Things are evolving over the past several years, and it's going to continue. The relationship between a boss and an employee has been evolving. But over time, more and more managers are going to see their role as providing a service, a management and leadership service to the team. And employees are requesting that. They are not seeing their boss as a formal, powerful boss, but more and more employees are saying, you know what, you're my boss because we need someone to help us lead the process. And I'm expecting you to provide effective leadership and management services. If people start to see the relationship like that, then suddenly it becomes logical to engage in a conversation, which is, okay, what can we do to be more effective? This is the feedback I want to give you as an employee, and this is what I suggest maybe you can do differently to be more effective in your role.
That's interesting. So, in your opinion, is there a cultural change then, away from the idea of the leader almost as a Napoleon figure, as a military leader, towards somebody who has to have social diplomatic skills?
Yes, definitely. The process has started probably around the beginning of the 90s. But the process, it's a slow process. Mentalities are slow to evolve. And it's going to take another 10 years before we start to have really a change in mentalities and in the way people work together that we can feel really different across the board.
And when you're advising organizations and you're advising bosses, what's the model that you say? Because if you say you mustn't be a Napoleon, you've got to be more of a what? More of a Buddha? More of a Confucius? What's the model that you then give to bosses that they should base themselves on?
No, it's if you start to mention Buddha, I don't think you are going to go very far with executives. It's about, I think you used a word that was important before. It's about enabling. Leaders are there to enable the performance of their employees. And if this is happening, instead of having a lot of employees that are disengaged, which is actually the case right now in most organizations, you get employees that are highly engaged.
Edmund Melina, the president of Transidus Incorporated. We love our bosses, don't we?